The University of Fort Hare held a memorial service for slain student Nosicelo Mthebeni on Wednesday. Mthebeni was brutally murdered and her mutilated body parts discovered in a suitcase and plastic bag last Thursday morning in Kinney, East London. Her head and hands were also discovered in the cupboard of a nearby house. The shocking crime has once again brought gender-based violence concerns to the fore of public discourse, with many in the area calling for the death penalty to be reimposed as a deterrent against gender-based violence. University of Fort Hare Law Faculty Professor Thandi Ntlama read out a short eulogy summarizing the determination and will of the 23-year-old LLB student.
Today is the day not to mourn, but the day is to celebrate the short-lived life. That life was not short-lived. It was shattered. Nosicelo Mthebeni was born in Vosloorus in the Gauteng province on the 13th of April in the year 1998. Nosicelo was not only born, she pursued her studies and started her primary education at Naledi Junior Secondary School and went on to matriculate at Thulang Senior Secondary School in the year 2016. In the year 2017, she went on because she never wanted to die, being a baby that struggles to get out of the bathwater. She went on to register for the Bachelor of Laws degree here at our prestigious university, the University of Fort Hare, at the East London campus. Nosicelo was in the process of completing her final year of study at the time of her passing. Nosicelo is survived by her parents, Dada Ukholisile and Mama Ntombizandile Mthebeni. Her brothers and other relatives. Rest in peace, Mazibuko. Rest in peace, Mlambo. Rest in peace, Mwelase. Rest in peace, Takasa. Rest in peace, Gianna.
25-year-old Aluta Pasile, who was intimate with Mthebeni and lived with her at the time of her death, has been charged with her murder and for defeating the ends of justice. He appeared in court on Monday and has opted not to apply for bail. The University of Fort Hare SRC President Makanyisele Nomana spoke at her memorial saying that meeting Pasile was a curse for the bright young woman.
Like any other students, wanted to make you proud, hence she ensured that she excelled academically as she was now doing her final year and she was about to go in the working place to fulfill all the dreams and aspirations of her family. It is unfortunate that the aforementioned aspirations are not going to be realized because of Aluta. The arrival of Aluta into Nosicelo's life did not come as a blessing, but it came as a curse, as he ensured that all the aspirations that Nosicelo and her family had will not be accomplished. In this country, we are faced with the pandemic, not the COVID-19, But the pandemic, which is the GBV, gender-based violence. We are in a country where men are killing women day in, day out. And this pandemic needs to be fought with from all angles and in all forms. The pandemic is not accepted in our society. We are living in a society where men are no longer treating women as their sisters, where men are no longer treating women as their mothers, but instead they see them as objects. I believe that if we can all unite as a society and fight this pandemic, we can be able to defeat it. I would like to call upon each and everyone in this memorial service to fight the gender-based violence in all forms. We must do this for Nosicelo and for all the other fallen souls.
Roughly 24 hours after Mthebeni's body parts were discovered, the national crime statistics were revealed. They proved that Mthebeni is one of too many falling victim to increasingly emboldened criminals. Crime in South Africa has gone up 72.4% in the last quarter ending in June 2021. In that time, South Africans killed a total of 5,760 people in just 3 months. This is a 66.2% increase compared to the same quarter just last year, and 6.7% compared to the pre-COVID-19 period. More than 10,000 people were raped, many in their homes. This represents a 72.4% increase on last year. The call to take firmer action against perpetrators of gender-based violence has become a near annual one in South Africa. Basile's case has been postponed to September the 28th. This is an ongoing story that we will be monitoring. For Times Live Podcasts, I've been Paige Muller.